From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson has called for Iranian-backed militias and their Iranian advisors to leave Iraq.
Any foreign fighters in Iraq need to go home and allow the Iraqi people to regain control of areas that had been overtaken by ISIS and Daesh that have now been liberated. Allow the Iraqi people to rebuild their lives with the help of their neighbors.
It is one of the suggestions for improving ties between Saudi Arabia and Iraq as a way to counter Iran's growing military assertiveness in the region. Tillerson has been participating in the initial meeting of the Saudi Arabia-Iraq Coordination Committee in Riyadh. Iran's foreign minister, Mohammad Javad Zarif, responded on Twitter, describing U.S. foreign policy as shameful and dictated by petrodollars. Tillerson is also visiting Pakistan and India, also Switzerland, on his six-day trip. The Philippine Defense Minister, Delphine Lorenzana, said Monday that a five-month battle against militants in the southern city of Marawi is over. The declaration came nearly a week after the country's armed forces killed two militant leaders, including one who had sworn allegiance to the leader of the Islamic State group. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said Monday he hopes to use decisive and strong diplomacy to resolve issues related to North Korea's nuclear and missile programs. He says we will deepen our coordination with the international community so as to let North Korea change their course. He spoke to reporters a day after a general election that gave his coalition a two-thirds supermajority in the lower house of parliament. Abe said the North Korea issue should be part of the discussion when U.S. President Donald Trump visits Japan next month. This is VOA News. Key U.S. senators called Sunday for the White House to be more forthcoming about the country's military involvement in Niger after four U.S. soldiers were killed in an ambush there earlier this month. In separate interviews on NBC's Meet the Press, Republican Lindsey Graham and Democratic Senate leader Charles Schumer said they support an effort last week by Republican Senator John McCain to find out the details of the attack as well as the scope of the U.S. campaign against Islamic State in the West African country. Both Graham and Schumer said they have been unaware of the substantial number of U.S. troops in Niger. A suicide bomber has killed 13 people in the rest of northeastern Nigerian city. Sunday, the Sunday evening attack, also injured five people. Two subsequent suicide bombings injured more than a dozen others. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the attacks, but officials suspect the militant group Boko Haram is behind the violence. Boko Haram has killed more than 20,000 people during its eight-year insurgency against the Nigerian government in a bid to create a strict Islamic State in the majority Muslim north. A U.S. diplomat said Monday there are absolutely no issues with the Indonesian military chief's ability to travel to the United States. This after he had been refused entry to attend a conference in Washington. Indonesian Armed Forces Commander General Gatot was preparing to board a flight in the U.S. with his wife on Saturday when the airline informed him that U.S. Customs and Border Protection had denied him entry. The U.S. Deputy Ambassador to Indonesia, Aaron McKee, apologized for the situation Monday and said after the meeting with the Indonesian Foreign Minister that the matter had been resolved. There are no restrictions, McKee said. The embassy is working very hard to understand what transpired around the incident. It is also said that the U.S. Ambassador, Joseph Donovan, also conveyed regret and apology when the two spoke, but that simply having travel restrictions against the general removed was enough. Of course, there is an expected victory for Japan's ruling coalition and the national election Sunday, which may overstay public support for Prime Minister Shinzo Abe and his Liberal Democratic Party. Some analysts say that the LDP and Abe can win big Sunday and still lose. That's according to an adjunct professor of politics at Temple University's Japan campus in Tokyo. He says political analysts will be looking at these factors to get a fuller read of the outcome. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.